Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit about us, the men and women who serve you on the Newport News Police Department. Welcome back, Morgan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's good to see you as always. I'm excited about today's episode.
Me too. I'm excited too. It's good to see you.
Yeah, we have a really good guy today. I mean, he's a good man. I've known him for a few years. He's solid all the way around, so I'm excited to have him today. And that's a legitimately 100% true. Good man for sure.
You want to tell everybody who you are?
Yeah, I'm Lieutenant Thomas Spence. I'm with the Newport News Police Department.
How long have you been with us, Thomas?
Since January of 2010.
Okay, and you currently serve as a lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
Very good. What can you kind of tell us a little bit about what you've done during your career, kind of sum it up?
Yeah, so when I joined after the academy, I went to South Watch 2 on patrol. From there, I went to South HIP, our High Impact Patrol Unit. And then from there, I got to join our Tactical Operations Unit. I got to serve as a detective with the Organized Crime Division, both at the street level, mid-level, and the task force. And then in 2019, I was promoted as a sergeant. And then in 2023, I was promoted to lieutenant.
Okay, so you've done some pretty interesting things in your career in about, what, a 14-year period or so?
In a few days, it'll be 15.
Well, congratulations to you. 15. By the time we air it, I'm sure it'll be 15.
There you
go. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, super excited.
So law enforcement wasn't really a goal for you. How'd you get started in it?
Yeah, it was actually never a goal for me. Never played cops and robbers growing up as a kid. Never wanted to be a police officer. I actually was a youth pastor first, and I was serving as a youth pastor in a church in the Hampton Roads area, and I ended up meeting my now wife when I was serving in that position. Her father was a full bird colonel in the Army, and I wasn't making any money at the time. You know, the church was paying for my Bible college at the time, so I wasn't really making any money. And so I knew, like, before I could ask, you know, her dad if I could marry her, like, I needed some income.
Right. Yeah, That's a good thing.
I needed a salary.
Part, right.
And so with that, I started looking at options, and I had a mentor that was at the church who ended up being the chief of police of Hampton. And wow. So he was like, why don't you come on a ride along? And so I did. I went on a ride along, and it was the greatest thing that happened to me, because within like 10 minutes, you know, what we now know is like unit one, right?
Right.
Unit one's in a foot pursuit. The first like 10 minutes I'm in the car with him. That's, and he's awesome. Chasing somebody down.
So unit one is the chief of police.
The chief of police, you know, that was retired chief of police Chuck Jordan. He was chasing somebody within 10 minutes of being in the car. And I'm hearing all this radio traffic. Like, I'm in the car, he's gone. And I'm like, whew, okay. And then he ends up putting me with another individual that night named Scott Anderson. He runs a training unit over there in Hampton right now. And when he puts me with him, we get a call for service at the Hampton Convention Center for a sexual assault on a female. And these officers, they go in there. The suspect is still on scene. They find him. He was a little bit combative. They end up, what I now know, not being hogtied, they're kick stops. Right. I know they're kick stops now.
Right.
But it looked like somebody was being hogtied. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like they just got him. They took care of him. They arrested him. They've helped out this young lady that was hurt. Boom, put him in the back of the car. And I was like, I want to do that.
You got to, like, see it in real time.
I want to chase people. Wow. I want to help people out. Like, I want to do that. Like, that week, I was putting in applications. I put in applications for, you know, Hampton and Newport News. And the process for Newport News, for me, was just so smooth. Mm. It was just, boom. It felt like at the end of every week, like, I knew I was moving to the next stage.
Wow. So you know, came quickly.
It was just very, like, smooth.
Very efficient.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that was a real defining moment in your life.
Absolutely.
Wow. And what we know today as kickstop restraints
yep.
are restraints that we use to make sure we secure for the Absolutely. Safety of the individual we're kickstopping as well as the officers transporting them.
But at the time, like, I got to see, like, why citizens, like, think that that it's like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I now have a different perspective of right. what was going on there. But, right. like, you know, it was still, like, I was able to see, like, they were protecting the people that this man had just...
Right. Assaulted. Right. Mm-hmm. Different perspectives
Absolutely.
From citizen to police officer.
100%.
Wow. So you joined the Newport News Police Department and then you end up in the academy. How was your academy training?
It was an experience. It was
I guess that's a good way to put it,
right?
It's not easy.
It was a great experience. You know, we had some great trainers, had some great people in the academy. But it wasn't necessarily easy. I didn't grow up just shooting a bunch of guns or, you know, anything like that. I would say, like, it got to the firearms portion for me. Ended up being challenging, you know. I ended up going to the final test on the night fire and was like, your job is on the line. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I
so
need help.
When you say final test, you have a couple of opportunities
yeah.
to get through the night fire, yep. just like the day fire, you have a couple opportunities, and you got to literally the last round.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, yes. That's a lot of pressure.
That is.
It's pressure's on when you know you're what you're doing is to try to provide for your family and right. get you to a spot where you can start a family. Right. That's why you're here in the first place, right. And we have a robust like firearms training program.
Sure.
You know, we had just gone through that, but it's a tough week, right? Or a tough couple weeks. Mm-hmm. It's cold outside. It's February, you know, and the pressure's on. And you know, I'm like out there with my flashlight, man. Like, I want to see that these holes are in the right spot so I get a passing grade here. And I ended up, you know, passing. And,
right.
and the rest of it was pretty much smooth sailing.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is today you're one of our most proficient shooters. As a matter of fact, you are on our tactical operations unit, which means that you have to practice a lot. And a shooting is just one component of what you do on the TOU team. Obviously, when you come together and you train, but you have to be a proficient shooter. So through your years, you've trained and you've gotten better.
Yeah, I think it's debatable on if I'm like one of the best shooters or not. You know, there's okay. quite a few good shooters out there, but I would say I can hold my own, and I definitely, like, you know, I'm no longer on the team, but I got to serve in that role for over a decade, and that was awesome.
Wow,
over a decade.
Yes, sir.
What a commitment. Incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So tell us a little bit about what you currently do and how the division that you work in operates.
Yeah, so I recently was transferred, and so I'm currently the lieutenant over the Special Investigations Division, and that division holds our Fugitive Apprehension Unit. It holds our Real-Time Crime Center. It holds our task force officers that work with our federal partners, along with our gang and narcotics units.
Wow, so that is a that is a division that stays very busy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your particular function within that division?
I would say my function is to make sure that all of our units are mission oriented, like we're staying focused on, you know, targeting violent offenders who are causing like mayhem to our citizens, that are having a significant impact on our citizens being able to go outside and play and just live like their ordinary like life
right.
without being impacted or fearful of violence.
So your unit, or excuse me, your division contributes to the quality of life of the citizens of Newport News.
100%.
Yeah. And I guess the follow-up question would be, how much do you enjoy police work? How much do you enjoy what you currently do?
Yeah, so when I got released in July, you know, we graduated in July. We go through like this FTO program. I ended up getting assigned to FTO Wilder was my primary FTO.
So FTO is a field yeah. training officer.
Field yes, training sir. Officer.
Yes,
Wilder.
Sir. He was my first field training officer. Day one, you know, we're in a foot pursuit, chasing somebody for, I think, honestly, I believe it was probably like I was backing up Buchanan, and it was something that he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was like, I love this.
You knew you were right where you wanted to be.
I could not believe it. We had great officers. We had great supervisors. And, I mean, it was a rush to get out the door, you know, from lineup to go out there and get after it. And I couldn't get enough of it. Like, it's still to this day, and I've told some of the detectives even this week, like if I made enough money and I had enough money in the bank, I would do what we do for free. I love, like, where I'm at. I love, you know, what I do. I loved what I did in South and being proactive. I was like, that's what I want to do.
Right. And I guess you mentioned you were a youth pastor. I imagine there's a component of service that's attached to that, too. You enjoy serving others.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melissa. I apologize for interrupting.
I was curious with your new role, with your new position, what kinds of things are you looking forward to doing while you're up there?
Well, so there's a sense of, like, just like with our tactical operations unit, narcotics, there's a sense of, like, brotherhood and family that comes with those units because it's so, like, tight-knit. They're close small units most of the time. So I love being around that environment, that we're all pushing, like, towards, like, the same goal. So I really, really enjoy that. I really enjoy going after the violent offenders and individuals who are plaguing our city, whether it's through narcotics or gun violence or, you know, I love being, whatever it is, I love being a part of the solution.
Right.
Right? When there's a problem, like, one of the worst things that happens to me is if I don't have a way to fix a problem, right? That bothers me to the core.
So you're driven by those results.
I love being a part of the solution.
Wow. So what do you do? Because you said you're married. What do you do off duty to enjoy your time away from work?
Well, so I love being a dad, right? Doing those dad things, right? Whether it's running people to and from sports, you know, hanging out. One of the biggest things that, you know, I try to let the people know that we get to serve and lead, and you find out as you become a parent, is that clock is ticking. Right, the day's coming when, like, your kids aren't gonna want to, like, hang out with you anymore.
Oh, God.
Right, like, so there will be a last time where one of them say, "Hey, will you give me a hug? Hey, will you come outside and ride a bike with me? Hey, will you, you know, come play tag?" And so our job is very demanding. There's a lot of times that we're gone, and I've experienced that, especially when I was on the street team and stuff like that as a detective, when I was gone a lot. And so for me now, like, I'm saying yes to almost everything.
To everything.
Like, hey, it's 20 degrees outside, Dad, will you go play tag? I'm like, yes. But yes.
Right.
Because I know the time's coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When that's not going to be an option anymore.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's sad when it arrives. I have adult children. Yeah. I can tell you. Now, don't get me wrong. We spend time together, obviously, right, when we can. But they're adults and they have their lives.
Yeah.
And it's something that we have to accept as we get older. You know, obviously, I have a lot more years on you.
And it doesn't always feel like that. Right. You don't always feel like going out and playing tag. Like,
right,
you don't,
but you do
always feel like that. But it's so important.
Yes.
You know, and luckily, you know, I got to learn that from other people who were wise in front of me that gave me that advice, and I've been able to learn it before they're gone. And I'm not trying to, like, make, even though I feel like times I'm trying to make up time for when I was gone all the time, mm-hmm, like, I'm in the moment right now, so I can live it out.
Yeah, and it makes those moments extra special because all three of us have missed, you know, a variety of 100%. Different events, life events, because of work. I mean, we're committed. We have to be committed in this profession. There
Absolutely.
Is no halfway here. Either you're all in, you know, or you're not, because we're service-oriented. We are a service-oriented profession.
Absolutely.
So what do you – now, do you participate in any sports off-duty or anything like that?
So I love running. I really enjoy, like, you know, working out. Love running. I've done a few little races, you know, that have been challenging. So I enjoy doing that. I used to play sports as a kid, but I don't do that. It's too much. Yeah. There's too many things to do with the family, right? Like, to say, like, hey, I'm demanded to be gone for X amount of hours throughout the week. Now I'm going to leave for X amount of more hours and right. be gone. So, like, you know, most of the time, like, if I'm not working out, I'm at home, like, doing something with them. If they're in bed, like, and I can go play a card game with you know, friends, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but outside of that, not too much.
Yeah, your time's way too valuable with your family, right? Yes. So, Melissa, I think we're kind of getting near the rapid fire, but shall we check in with Matt?
Yeah, let's check in with Matt. How are we doing on time, Matt?
We're doing fine. Doing just fine.
Good, good. So, somebody's getting ready to do this job, right? They're thinking about it. Ah, should I, shouldn't I? I'm not sure. Can I? What advice would you give somebody who's kind of looking at this profession, but has some hesitation?
Well, just being honest, this job's not for everybody, right? So if you're just looking for a job, like, I don't necessarily say, like, jump in and, like, feel it out, because it's very, like, serious, right? Lives are on the line when you come do this job. You have to be dedicated to what you're doing. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. Even though throughout my life I was not passionate about, like, being a police officer, right? I had a moment that, like, led me to do that. But up until that time, like, as a youth pastor and throughout, like, becoming a police officer, I am passionate about people, right? And so that's always been something that has been in me, is being passionate about people. So if you're passionate about helping people, this could be it for you.
Yeah.
This could be the spot for you.
Sure.
Because that's our job, is serving people.
Yeah, we're in the people business.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and we can all three attest, because we've achieved rank throughout our career, that at some point, those foot pursuits tend to slow down. Those vehicle pursuits tend to slow down. The things that we once did as younger people, now within our positions, we don't necessarily do often. So you have to find a different way to stimulate your brain and come in every day with full excitement. And the continuing the factor is human beings. We're service oriented people, and that's what stimulates us to come to work every day. That would be my argument.
Well, and I would say, sir, that, you know, it's we're getting to a place that's even more challenging. You know, we're not necessarily getting in foot pursuits anymore or those things, but we are attempting to keep that desire in the people that are coming behind us, and ensuring that they are doing it better than we do it.
Absolutely.
Better than we did.
And we've had this conversation, you and I, about leadership and the importance of leadership, right?
Absolutely.
Because we are directly responsible for the morale of our team. We're directly responsible for the productivity of our team. Mm-hmm. We are responsible. And leadership is hard. Leadership is very, very hard if you're doing it right. But the common denominator is always people.
Oh, and I'm 100% a product of only being around, like, great people. I tell my kids this, and the people that I've been able to serve, like, and serve with now, like, there is nothing at all that's special about me. I'm not super smart. I'm not, like, super talented in any one particular area. I've been surrounded by great people who have, like, poured into me and helped me out. And the one thing that I do have is, like, I know how to go to work.
Right.
I will work.
Right.
And
that's a wonderful trait to have.
That
it is.
You know that.
And I'm going to disagree with you for just a second, because, and I'll tell you why. I worked with you when you were brand spanking new.
Yes,
and
you
I'll
did.
Tell you what you had right out the gate. You had heart and you had desire to do the right thing. You had both of those things. And when I saw you work, I said, that guy's going to be something special. And sure enough, it came to fruition, because here you are in a specialty unit that has a ton of responsibility, and you're doing it well. So I was right. Can we say that?
You were. And I
was right.
I will. I guess maybe it's a will be a first time on Running Code, maybe like a confession time.
Oh,
right.
Uh-oh.
So I'll give you a little bit of insight, sir.
Okay, here we go.
He hit you with the sir. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody knows, you know, captain is very particular about things, wants things meticulous and right, and you are just doing things, like, the right way for the right reason at the right time, right?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And so when you came to South Precinct as a lieutenant, you came with a lot of, like, energy. One of the things in Briarfield is you switched up the lineup room.
You remember that? You did.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
We ended up getting we were trying to circle, right? It was kind of like getting everybody to look at each other. And nobody liked it.
Right.
And so they put it back.
They did.
LT came in, boom, circle. Nobody liked it. So people put it back.
They put it back. And the game began.
And the game.
Round and round we go. Right.
It just kept
like.
Going, man. Yeah. Up until like Captain Teasley was like, stop. Like, all right, Roger that. We've gone too far.
Yeah, we had some fun with it.
Too far. We tried it.
Yeah, and a sense of humor is so necessary. Important in this line of work.
So
it's important, you know, especially in those times, whether it's a platoon, in a precinct, whether it's a small unit, like that joking is important.
Yeah.
That when you feel like you can do that, you're building that camaraderie with the unit.
Absolutely.
And the people that you're serving with and the people that you spend more time with than your family.
And your family.
Right? So you have to be able to have those moments where you're smoking and joking with people and having a good time.
Yeah, and you have to, and as leadership, and I don't want to get back to the topic, but you have to have a sense of humility, right?
Absolutely.
And the humility comes with, wow, look at this. They put it back. Well, I'm going to put it back the other way. Instead of saying, why would you put that back? I'm a mm-hmm. lieutenant. You know, that's not the way things work. So
it was a good time.
It was a great time. I had a lot of fun. We did a lot of work.
We did, sir.
A lot of work. So, Melissa, shall we get into the rapid fire questions?
We can. Listen, I think this is going to be interesting.
I think so, too. Here we go. He does not know what these questions
no.
are.
Oh, all you right. haven't seen these. That's
no,
right.
No, he has not.
All right.
After you, my friend.
I'll go first. Favorite brand of athletic shoe?
Oh, that's easy. Brooks.
Really? That was easy?
The walking and running shoes, right?
Brooks. Easy. No question.
Why?
Next question.
Really?
That was easy.
Why?
No. I've tried a few. I've had like I've had back issues.
Oh.
And
okay.
So throughout my time of running, like the Brooks is like the only shoe that like when I go out and run, like I don't.
Really?
It's like running on clouds.
They're fluffy.
For me.
They're fluffy. Oh, I'm an Air Jordan girl. I love my Nike Jordans.
I did a 50 miler in Brooks and it was
I'm sorry.
Was
you did a what now?
A 50 mile.
Wow, race. That's amazing. In Brooks.
In Brooks.
And you did
loved it.
That's Are you being paid to say that?
I'm not. I wish I was. Hey, Brooks, holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Give me a shoe. Launch, tens.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a Hoka guy.
Yeah.
Love Hokas.
I've tried those. They're not bad. Yeah.
Those
right
are now, the walking shoes.
They're running shoes.
They are running.
Yeah, right now I'm using the Hoka Bondi 8s. I transitioned from the Cliftons. My wife kind of got me in that direction. And I have to tell you, I have had plantar fasciitis surgery. Mm-hmm. The Hokas are tip-top. Love them.
Nice.
Like you, I'm faithful to Hoka because they help solve a problem.
There
yep.
you go.
Yep. All right. Question number two, chicken, fish, or steak?
That is a tough one. I pick question.
Hey, if you want to throw a vegetable in there, go ahead.
I'll say chicken.
I'm on board with that.
No.
Melissa? She's going to go.
It's a toss up. Fish or steak for me. I could do steak every day.
Really?
I think it's because I have a growing teenager in my house that's
probably
eating steak every opportunity he gets. Yeah.
All right. Question number three.
Favorite cartoon character growing up?
That's easy too. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right. Scooby-Doo for me. What's so funny?
Scooby-Doo. Did you say Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
I love it.
What's your favorite?
You know, I really don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
I don't.
All right. Oh, great question. Least favorite subject in high school?
Oof.
All of them?
Yeah, not your favorite time period,
yeah.
huh?
Oof. Yeah. That's not, the history is not going to show well on that.
It's not going to reflect
well. Yeah, it's not going to reflect well on that.
Yeah,
I did not apply myself very, very well in high school.
Right.
But I guess it would be science if I had to pick
science. That. For me, it was English.
I think it was English. I loved STEM stuff, so.
Oh, did you?
I had no issues with science.
So very analytical brain?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, my creativity was like creative writing, zilch. Yeah. Yeah, not for me. Now today, I enjoy writing, but not so much when I was younger. Not so much. All right, last question. Melissa, it's on you.
If you could speak one language fluently, what would it be?
Also a good question. I think I'd probably say Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, if I could just be completely fluent in Spanish, then I would choose that.
Yeah. Melissa?
It's going to sound weird, but Latin.
Latin?
It's the anchor language for all the Romance languages. So they say if you can speak Latin, Italian, Spanish,
fascinating,
they all kind of come along with it. So I'd say Latin.
Good way to look at it. Yeah, so I speak English and Italian, but if I could speak fluent Spanish, I would absolutely love that. And some of our colleagues have kind of helped me along the way to learn some Spanish, but I would love to speak it fluently and just have a conversation without having to think about the words, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Yes.
Yes, sir.
So,
100%.
Thomas, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking
Thank
time
you for
out of your schedule to be here. You do good work, and you've always done good work, and you're the caliber of police officer that the law enforcement officer this department has. And it shows in everything you do, especially with your contact with the people in your charge. You're a solid leader. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Melissa, we're on a bunch of platforms.
We're everywhere. Spotify, Apple, Google, anywhere you get podcasts, you can find us.
Yeah, and this is our 21st episode.
21, believe it or not.
Can you imagine? 21. Yeah, and thanks to all the folks who watch this podcast. We really appreciate it. And you can listen to it or watch it. It's at your pleasure. At any time of the day, you just got to go to the right place. Yeah. So thanks, everyone, for following us. Cheers.